welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
I'm going to start a new series on readiness.
Na esanse ye wura bosumi fufuo mu nti mene ye ba be kasa afa.
And today I'm talking about ready to work. Ready to work. Shall we stand for the reading of the Word of God? But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you. Both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter. The rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me 3 times that you know me. May the Lord add his blessing to the preaching and teaching of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Ready
to work. Ready to work. Our Father has called us to be with him and that he might send us to work. And we must be ready to do the Lord's work. What does it mean to be ready? It means to be prepared. It means to be without hesitation. It means to be good to go. It means to be inclined to. This is what it means. And many others, this is what it means to be ready. Sometimes people say they are ready, but they are not ready. Jesus saw something about Simon Peter. He saw that something was about to happen to him. And when he told Peter about what he had seen, instead of him to receive the prayer and receive what Jesus had seen, he was talking about his readiness to do something. So the first point I want to share with you is that prayer and faith are important to our work. Peter was the head of the apostles. And he had the work of making the other disciples strong. But Satan knew the work that Peter had been assigned to. And Jesus saw Satan's intentions against Peter. So he prayed for him. What was his prayer? Jesus prayed that Peter's faith would not fail. In the work of God, we can't do much without faith. Everything we do must be in faith and with faith. So Jesus prayed a simple prayer.
Yesu bompa ye ketua bi.
His prayer was that Peter's faith will not fail.
Ne mpa bo ni se Petro ni jide begina.
Because in the things of God,
esan se wonyame adwuma mu.
You need to believe God.
E wose wuji wonyame di.
And you need to believe that as you are working, God is with you.
Na wo jide su se mra wo ye na adwuma no oka wo ho.
Without that,
se woni sa de na.
You may not work at all.
Enya dia wo be ye adwuma no.
And when you do work,
se wo ye adwuma na.
You may not get good results.
Enya dia wo be nya mfa so papa.
Because there is opposition to everything God has called us to
do.
It is faith that makes us overcome.
Yes.
The Bible says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world.
Hallelujah. Bible say adie biara wonyame awune edi wiase so.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world.
When kunim dia yewo edi kunim ewo wiase.
Even our faith.
Empo ye gidi.
Even our faith.
Empo ye gidi.
I see your faith overcoming.
I receive it. Me who say wujidi ema wudi kunim.
I said I see your faith overcoming.
Me who wujidi say ema wudi kunim.
I know there are challenges.
Me nim se how wo ho dia.
But I'm not going to bother myself about the challenges.
Anya nupo na me ba dwen ho.
The Bible says that in this rejoice. Because I have overcome the world. Because Christ has overcome the world. We have overcome also. I said we have overcome also. So your present challenges are very temporal. We know the end of the matter. And we know it in faith. And that is that you have overcome.
Hallelujah!
If you are doing the work of God, you must do it by faith and not by sight. For a church, for example, sometimes you have a group coming to church on one Sunday, and then the following Sunday they are not there. It's like a new group comes. There are a few of the church members who are very constant, but it appears that the rest of the members, they run shifts. If you like, let's find out those who were not here last week. You'll be surprised those who lift up their hands. But whatever it is, we believe that God is with us. And our faith in God is the most important thing when it comes to doing the work of God. So we are not moved by what we see. We are not moved by what we hear. We are moved by the word of God. This is why Jesus prayed that Peter's faith will not fail. And I pray that your faith will not fail as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see the power of faith in this passage that we read.
And it would you dear to me was our sema ye king can
you also see the power of prayer in what we just read. Whatever is coming against your life, by prayer you can overcome. I said by prayer you
Hallelujah.
Can overcome. I didn't say only prayer, but by prayer you can overcome. So Jesus said, I have prayed for you. That your faith will not fail. So walk in prayer. When you wake up in the morning every day of your life, talk to God in prayer. Because prayer has the power to overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The work of God, everything about the work of God must go with prayer. Leading prayer must go with prayer. Praying must go with prayer. Playing the instruments must go with prayer. Singing must go with prayer. Preaching must go with prayer. Endeavoring to pray for people must go with prayer. Everything by prayer. Nothing without prayer. If Jesus had left Peter alone, without praying for him, his faith would have failed. He would not have recovered. And he would not have been able to strengthen the brethren. As we are seated here this morning, there is a work that God has entrusted into our hands. It's for your faith to work, so that you can strengthen other people around you. But look at what Peter was ready for. He said, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. Why would you want to go into a prison house when you are supposed to strengthen your brethren? God has not called us to be limited by prison. So whatever is limiting your life, we remove every limitation.
Hallelujah!
And whatever is killing your drive for the work of God, we remove it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second thing I want to share with you can be found in Luke chapter 1 verse
17.
And we want to go there. Luke chapter 1 verse
17.
And this is the point I want to share with you. We must yield to the ministry of the people God has placed in our lives. We must yield to the ministry of the people God has placed in our lives. Luke chapter 1 verse 17. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I know God has prepared his people. But I'm here this morning to contribute to making you ready for the work God has assigned you. Let's study this verse very well. In the light of our topic, ready to work. In order to be ready to work, one of the things from this verse is that you must be exposed to the anointing. The Bible says that he will go before him, before Jesus, in the spirit and power of Elijah. That means that John the Baptist was going to operate in the anointing of Elijah. And there is a reason for the fact that John had to walk in the anointing of Elijah. If you're a father and the heart of your children are not with you, or if you're a child and the heart of your father is not with you, it's not a good thing. You need the heart of your father to be with you. You need the heart of your mother to be with you. It brings a blessing. I said it brings a blessing. A blessing is an unseen power that makes you do well. And such a blessing is put in the mouth and in the life of a father and a mother. Always honor your father and your mother, that the power to do well and to live long will be given you. So look at the verse very well. He said he will go in the spirit and power of Elijah. And now we are going to see the work that is going to be done. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Fathers cannot do the work alone. The children must be with the fathers. Are you following what I'm sharing? Yes. This is true naturally and true in the church life. The heart of the church members must be with the fathers of the church. So that when a vision is cast, the children can rise up, because the people who cast the vision often cannot fulfill the vision. For example, I have a certain vision right now. The vision is that by the end of the year, we must remove this wooden gable and work on the Destiny Hall. Because we must complete the work here. Now, this work is a major work, but if you are with me, God will supply our needs.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me? I want to know, are you with me? The heart of the children must be turned to the fathers. And it takes the anointing for that kind of great work to be done. So that's one of the key things to help for the work of God to go on. Exposure to the anointing. Number two is having the children's hearts. And I want you to know that without the anointing, it's difficult to bring reconciliation. But because of the anointing, our hearts shall be with you and your
Hallelujah.
Hearts shall be with us. The final thing from this verse you see about doing the work of God is this. The need to walk in righteous wisdom. And this is why we are always preaching the word of God. When you preach the word of God, people get to know the mind of God concerning issues. And then they can receive it and make it their mind. Because the way you think can be such that I can take the way you think to be the way I think. In doing the work of God, we need to think righteously. The Bible says, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Sometimes the people of God are disobedient. And because of that, the work of God cannot flourish well. But by the grace of God, I see you rising up as obedient children to do the work of God. Dear church, God has called us to work for Him. And God has called us to work with Him. To work in the church. And to work in the world. These are all important. Our lives must not just be limited to church. Our life must impact the world as well. So whatever we get in church is meant to empower us to work in the world. But when your life does not impact the world, your work is not complete. But our work shall be complete in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. So yield to the ministry of the people placed in your life. I want to read that verse again. For John will also go before Jesus in the spirit and power of Elijah. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Jesus was about to come. But he needed somebody to prepare the people for his coming. And John was ready for that work. And I want to say to you that Jesus is coming again. It's called the second coming of Christ. And he's needing you and I to prepare the church and to prepare the world for his coming. And we shall rise up to the plate
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord
Jesus.
The third thing I want to share with you is that God has good plans for our sick and dying situations. Sometimes the situation of our life is sickening. And sometimes the situation in our life is a dying one. So much so that we have accepted it and we are ready to die. You might be ready to die. But the Lord is not ready to have you. The Lord is ready to change your sick situation and your dying situation. So that you enjoy your proper
Hallelujah.
Life. Let us turn to Luke chapter 7 and verse number 2. Everything by the Bible. Nothing without the Bible. Luke chapter 7 and verse number 2. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die.
Na papa bia na waya somfo kese na koa na oyare na akaka kra muawu.
A certain centurion's servant.
Na weye openi bi na koa.
Many people must be servants for them to be able to work well.
Ebinu mo wa e wose wo mu ya nkoa amomo tuna ye adwuma ye.
Jesus said the one who will be greatest must be the one who is ready to serve.
Bible say near waya obeye opon no e wose oyo bi a waya krado so obesun.
To be ready to work you must be ready to serve.
Na sa waya krado so obeye adwuma dia wose waya krado sa obesun.
So there was a centurion who had a servant.
Eni ti openi bi wo ha na wa koa.
He said so much that the Bible says that he or she was dear to him.
Na Bible say akwai sumya ma openi nu na openasem.
Sometimes in the church, your eyes settle on people who are dear to you and dear to the church.
Edube bia, wodi wani sikrophobia.
Because you look at them and you see their love for the Lord. And you see this love translated into their love for the church. And further translated into their love for the work the church has been assigned to. Love is not a feeling word. Where there is real love for God, there is a readiness to do the work of God. Are you here with me this morning? We must rise up and forget about our sick and dying circumstances.
I was saying, sorry, waka.
Any situation that is sickening and any situation that is killing you, We bring it back to life in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jesus' name. Adie biara wo wa bra bo ma etete wo na e se wu wu ani no o se ya de nkwa Kristo nkwa no ebe me na no pay.
The servant, the worker, was ready to die.
Na akwa no na wa ya credo so obewu.
If he died,
so wa wu a,
it meant that he could not continue to work.
Na chese want to aso nya dwuma bi o.
So his master thought about it.
Ano ti ne wura ne dwen ho.
And decided that I want to do everything to keep the servant alive. So he went to see the elders of the Jews and told them to speak to Jesus that he will come and heal his son or his servant. When the Jewish elders met Jesus, they told him about this man. And they said, the man loves our nation. And he has built us a whole church for us to fellowship in. May you also build a church for people of God to worship in.
I receive it.
Receive it because God is going to bless and prosper
it.
You.
I receive it.
So receive the mind right now. So that when the money comes,
I must say sikane ba.
You will know what to do. Because money will begin to talk to you right now when it comes. So a good many times, we must have the mind of God before we get the money from God.
I was saying, onyame adwene and say na yenye sika na fi Awurade ho.
Are you here with me?
What a word.
So your money is coming, but first receive the mind of God.
I receive both. We sika na ba nemo na onyame adwene and say na sika na ba.
So they told Jesus,
Amuka tell
Jesus, he has built us a church building.
Osi we see asori dayama.
He loves our nation.
Odoye mai.
And then they said this.
Ano mo say,
he is worthy that you go and help him.
Jesus, our papa, we die. Ehia pasa ube kwa kubuano.
So Jesus listened to them.
And I Jesus tie wamu.
And I pray that whatever help you need in your life,
na me bom pa yese mwe diere wuhiya.
May God raise somebody to put in a word somewhere for you.
I receive it. Onyamima wobi na wanka sentire wobi na wunya wasemni ya.
I'm going to say it again because you must say a better amen to it. I said whatever you need in this life.
Adi diere wuhiya wasasi sui.
May God raise somebody to put in a word for you.
I receive it.
So Jesus was going to the centurion's house to heal the servant.
And it na Yesu wetu na mo kasa openifie akwa kwa sana kwa ne yare.
You know the rest of the story.
When ma seminary ye.
Before he got there.
And sana wako hono.
The centurion came out of his house.
Papa penini finifie bai.
He said, "Master,
wasi owura?
Please don't come into my house. I am not worthy for you to come under my roof." He says, "Speak the word only. Just say that servant be healed and my servant will be healed." The Bible says that Jesus was amazed at the faith of the man. You know, as I'm preaching to you, I make proclamations and I make declarations and I make decrees, and I'm giving you an opportunity to lock your faith in such things so that I don't only explain the Bible to you, to bring you understanding, which is a wellspring of life to him who has it. But in addition to that, I am speaking the word over your life so that things will begin to change if you will believe.
I receive that grace. Thank
you all for listening. And if you don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer for me. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and stay in my heart and make me a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name." If you're a teacher of the Word of God,
I pray that your teaching ministry will go higher and higher in Jesus' name. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at
this is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry. Iron sharpens iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.